Nothing.
Welcome to Tribunal, a fancy word for an election. Before you cast a vote, no, I don't do well with rejection. Mama knows how far I made it, so think twice before you say it. Cause the minute my name's degraded, you'll be the one who's eliminated. Don't you know who I think I am? I guess in the end, all I've got to say is if life eliminates, you make eliminate.
Your new wave haircut?
Check you out with your airbrush makeup.
Look at you.
Check you out.
Look at you with your white mesh half shirt.
Check you out with your spandex mini skirt.
Look at you.
Check you out.
And what's the deal with that hot shit head toss?
What the fuck? Is that hot pink lip gloss?
What's the deal?
What the fuck?
You make me sick.
Yeah, right.
A black lacquer table.
Excuse me? You sure talk a lot.
Well, you're as fake as a beauty shop nagel.
Admit it. You want what I got. You got invisible fangs and Terry Nunn bangs. Your erotic cabaret is non-stop. Stop, stop. You're wearing too many belts, and I bet they leave welts.
Shut up and dance, cause I wanna pop.
Get over here. I know what you want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at you with your teenage heart on.
Check you out with your black lace bra on.
Look at you.
Check you out.
Look at you with your mouth on my tit.
Check you out with your hand on my dick.
Look at you.
Check you out. Yeah.
Look at you with my hand down your pants.
Check you out getting fucked while we dance.
Look at you.
Check you out.
Fucking on. dance floor, I'm gonna be wild. A touch on my body, I'm ready to fly. The disco is burning, the music's so high. I know that you want it, you like it, so why? You see that I'm dancing, I'm blowing your mind. The sound of the music is so deep inside. Con mis movimientos te pongo a pensar. I know that you want it, you like it, so why?
You spilling tea, where's my earplugs? Blah, 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 I can almost hear you. Ta-ta, I'ma disappear.
Hey, girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh, my, OMG. Let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. Hey, girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh, my, OMG. Let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. It's me on your iPhone, coming through like a cyclone. Watch this queen get dethroned. She's greasy like her T-zone. Your man was talking, chirping crickets. On my ass like I got a drink ticket, sweating me, working on his fitness.
They got these dumb cats, what is this?
Hey girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh my, OMG. Let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. Hey girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh my, OMG. Let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. Hey girl, hey, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, hey, hey girl, hey. Hey girl, hey, hey girl, hey girl, hey girl.
Take that shit. and even Marcus who designed one shirt. Oh, you think you an artist? Me when they tase me like I'm up a coach back, bitch, don't play me. Trying to stick a knife in my back, can't slay me. I got the folks on the track, bitch, pay me.
Now it's time for you to pay for the shady shit you do. Now it's time your ass got slayed, you getting stuck, we do voodoo. Hey girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh my, OMG, let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. Hey girl, what's the tea? Wanna talk shit, sit next to me. Oh my, OMG, let's hit the bar, my cup's empty. Hey girl, hey, hey girl.
Always and forever, Alyssa Edwards.
Mama's got diamonds and fire. stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning. Bitch, I know I'm stunning. I know I'm stunning.
This mug is always right. The hair always matches. Facts are facts.
Ready for clothes come for free?
No, ma'am. I want all my checks. Equal pay for equal slay. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Te voilà si belle, mon ami. Te voilà si belle. Tes yeux, oh les colombes.
Te voilà si beau, mon amour si gracieux. Korot batenu, arazim, rachitenu brotim, ani, havatzelet, hasharon, shoshana ta'amakim.
Gazelle et biche des champs, je vous prie, fille de Jérusalem, ne réveillez pas l'amour avant l'envie.
C'est sa voix, les voilà, c'est mon amour qui vient, mais d'aller galari, mes capettes à la gvaot, domé d'odilet svi, olero ferraïali. הנה זה עומד אחר קטלן, משגיח מן החלונות, מציץ מן החרקים. לה, מון אמור פר, אמדי.
אלי לב-טוי, מון אמי מבל, און אבן. רגרד ליבר אפיני, לפלוי אססי, אל סנבא. On voit des fleurs dans ce pays. Le moment de la chanson est arrivé. On entend la voix des tourterelles dans notre pays. Première figue du figuier, les vignes en fleurs donnent une odeur. Lève-toi, mon ami, ma belle, en avant. Ma colombe du creux des roches, dans la cachette des falaises. Fais-moi voir ton visage, fais-moi écouter ta voix si tendre. Magnifique, ton visage.
Mon amour est à moi, et moi à lui. Ah, tu as fou à Hayon Venas ou à Tznalim, sauf T'melech Adodi, le Tzvi, ou le Ofer Hayalim, Al-Hare Beita, sur mon lit. Pendant les nuits, j'ai cherché celui que j'aime, moi. Je l'ai cherché, je ne l'ai pas trouvé. Je vais m'élever, je vais tourner dans la ville, dans les rues, sur les places. Je vais chercher celui que j'aime, moi. Je l'ai cherché, je ne l'ai pas trouvé. Ce sont les gardes qui m'ont trouvé, ceux qui tournent à la ville. Et c'est Ahava Nafshi Reite. Kimat she'avarti me'emat she'matzati, c'est Ahava Nafshi Ahazti ve'lo arpenu. עד שהבאתי אל בית אמי ואל חדר הורתי פרגזל אביש דשום שבו פרי פי דג'רוזלם נרווי אפה נרווי אפה אמור אבון אמור Safo, où vos Oite ima Afir igani Islu besama Yavod odi legano Veyochal pri Megada
jardin, ma sœur fiancée. Je ramasse ma myrrhe avec mon baume. Je mange miel et rayons. Je bois mon vin avec mon lait.
You are about to see a helicopter landing site created in this densely forested region of South Vietnam. To facilitate fast troop deployment and supply operations, the Air Force Weapons Laboratory has developed this method of instant jungle clearing. The system, which was previously tested and proven at Fort Benning, Georgia, utilizes the M121 10,000-pound bomb. The specially fused nose probe allows detonation above ground, which prevents cratering, clears away the trees, and makes a helicopter landing possible. A task force, which included personnel from the Air Force Weapons Laboratory, demonstrated system capability under actual combat conditions in Southeast Asia. The tests included bomb drops from a CH-54 flying crane. Trees in the target area ranged from 80 to 100 feet tall, and the area cleared by the bomb was approximately 120 feet in diameter.
Yeah. local blue coal dealer presents The Shadow. These half-hour dramatizations are designed to forcibly demonstrate to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Before we start the first act of today's Shadow story, attention homeowners. If you want better heat with less furnace attention, here's what you do. Get in touch with your nearest blue coal dealer. Order a supply of blue coal, the fine quality hard coal that's been mined and prepared by the most modern methods and laboratory tested for quality. You'll find that blue coal offers you by far the most for your money in heating comfort and satisfaction. Don't fail to try it. Order your supply of blue coal tomorrow. The Shadow, mysterious character who aids those in distress, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice belongs. Today's story, Friend of Darkness.
Hardly need that, and most would rather not have it. They would rather win an appreciation of their attainments and talents. When one faculty is denied us, nature compensates by developing others. To illustrate that point, I've invited here to my home a young man who has been blind from birth. I take pleasure now in presenting to you Mr. Peter Blair. And I want you to meet Peter's best friend, his guide and companion. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Rex. Peter is going to demonstrate how generously nature has compensated him for the loss of his sight. You'll need a couple of volunteers to help with this. Lamont Cranston, will you be a courageous soul and come up here in front of all these nice people?
All right, Margot. I hope I'm not going to be sawed in half or anything like that.
No, Lamont, it's usually a woman that's sawed in half.
Right.
Now, we need one more volunteer. Commissioner Weston, I know you're not afraid of a crowd. Would you be so kind?
Gladly, Miss Blank, gladly.
That's fine. Now that we have our volunteers, I turn the platform over to you, Peter.
Thank you, Miss Blaine. Ladies and gentlemen, I first want to express my deep appreciation to Miss Lane and all you ladies and gentlemen who are launching this campaign for the economic and industrial advancement of the blind. As Miss Lane has told you, nature generously compensates for the loss of the sight faculty. In my case, I've been endowed with a rare sense of touch, and I'll show you now to what extent that faculty has been developed. I hold in my hand a piece of steel 3 inches thick. Commissioner Weston, would you hold this piece of steel against your chest?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Cranston, will you take the commissioner's hand and hold your middle finger on his pulse?
Certainly. Come, Weston, come. There we are.
I suppose that's the first time you two men have been asked to hold hands. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to place my fingers on the piece of steel that's against Commissioner Weston's chest. I'll count the beat of the commissioner's heart through this steel. And Mr. Cranston will verify my count by the pulse beat. And we'll start on a signal from Miss Lane. All right now, Miss Lane, whenever you say.
All right, when I say go. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Stop. The commissioner's heart beat 10 times. We stopped on the 11th beat, Mr. Cranston?
Correct. 10 beats called exactly on the beat.
Where's the Skinner, Joe?
He's out with that police dog, Princey, boy. Teaching him something, he says.
I wonder what the Skinner has up his sleeve. He's been training that mutt for the past month.
I don't get it. First he holds us up in his shack, and then he goes in for dog training. It's got me.
Shut up. Here he comes. Hello, Skinner.
Hi, Skinner.
How'd the mutt do tonight?
I did okay. He's a smart hound. I had to slap him around a bit, but he gets the idea after a while. Give me a smoke, will you?
Certainly, Skinner. Hey,
Well, I guess this is the night.
Night for what?
Pull the stunt I've been planning on for a couple of months.
You mean you got something on the fire?
Yeah. You're gonna make some real dough. No penny ante stuff this time.
See, I thought we was gonna spend our lives just training that mutt.
That hound is gonna be more important the stunt I've got in mind than either of you guys.
What's on the slate?
You'll find out. There's a clipping I cut out of a paper about a month ago.
What is it?
popular and beautiful, Margot Lane launches Society for the Economic and Industrial Advancement of the Blind.
Oh, that's very interesting. You ain't going into society, are you?
Shut up, Dope. There's a lot of stuff here about this Margot Lane, but here's what interests me. Among the demonstrations that amazed the guests was the feat performed by Peter Blair. Blind from birth, Blair registered the heartbeat of a guest through a thick piece of steel. This he did by placing the steel over the heart of one of the guests with his own fingers on the outer side.
So what?
So we can use that guy. Anybody that can feel a heartbeat through a piece of steel could feel the tumblers fall in a safe.
That's swell, but how are you going to get the guy? Kidnap him?
Next. That carries a death sentence in this state.
Yeah. If you take a guy by physical force, it does. But it wouldn't be kidnapping if the guy walked in here without us laying a hand on him, would it?
You think the guy's nuts enough to do that?
I'm going to make him do it.
How?
Prince here will do it for us. This guy Blair is led around by a big police dog, just like Prince here. Rex is his name. Takes his dog to the park for exercise every night. We're going to watch for him tonight. When he lets his dog off the leash, we grab him and leave Prince in his place.
Then lead Blair here.
Right. This shack is between the park and Blair's home.
Hey, that sounds all right, but wait a minute. What'll Prince do when we beat it?
Prince won't move from where I put him till he hears the name Rex. And he'll go to whoever says it.
Oh. That's what you've been teaching him to answer both names, eh?
That and about everything Blair's dog does.
Boy, that's thinking him up, believe me.
Well, when do we go?
Right now. I'll drive out of the park and wait for Blair. Come on, Prince. You're one of the gang now. There's Peter Blair now, sitting on that bench over there.
Is his dog running around?
Yeah. Joe, let Prince out of the car.
Right.
This is where we make the switch.
Okay. Come on, Prince. Come on.
Now, as soon as we get Rex over here to the car, we'll trade dogs. Prince, speak. Speak.
Hey, look. The other mutt stopped dead in his tracks. And now he's answering back.
Here he comes. All right, Prince. All right, boy, do your stuff. Ready to grab Blair's dog, you guys?
I'm all set.
He won't get away.
Hello, Rex. Nice, Rex. Come here, boy. Oh, that's a good fella. All right, fellas, grab and muzzle him.
Got him, Skinner.
In the car with a make it snappy.
Shut up.
You'll find your boss in a little while. Okay, Skinner, we're all set. Dog's in the car.
Right. Now lie down on the grass, Prince. That's it. Now stay put till Blair calls for Rex. No, boy. Down.
That Prince ain't moving a muscle.
Boy, you sure got him trained.
Rex, time to go home. Come on, Rex.
Look at Prince. You heard him call.
Rex.
Say, look at Prince jump all over Blair. Like he knew him all his life.
He'll never know it ain't Rex.
Will you look at that? Prince is leading the guy right out of the park.
Right out of the park and right into our hands.
You're acting a bit strange tonight, Rex. Is something wrong? Hey, why don't you answer me?
Ah, you're talking, are you?
That certainly isn't like you. I'm surprised. What are you
stopping here for, Rex? We're not near home yet.
Is the car coming? Well, you found your voice at last.
Rex, you've taken me to somebody's door. Stop pulling like... Rex, stop! Where am I? What place is this? Is anybody here?
Take it easy, buddy. You're among friends.
Margot, you're all excited. Something wrong?
Oh, yes, Lamont. A terrible thing has happened.
Well, sit down and tell me about it.
No, Lamont, I can't sit down, and neither can you. We've got to get to work this minute.
Well, what is it, Margot?
Do you remember that nice blind boy?
Peter Blair?
Yes, that's right. He's gone.
Gone?
I was just talking to his mother on the phone.
No, wait, Margot. Wait, calm yourself. Now, tell me, where has he gone?
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows. He's disappeared. His dog with him.
But when did this happen?
Well, he left the house last night for his usual nightly walk with Rex. He hasn't been heard from since. His poor old mother's nearly mad with anxiety.
Come on, Margot. We've got to start from where Peter Blair started and see if it won't lead us somewhere.
Now, Take it easy, Blair. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Oh, I don't care what you do with me. What have you done with my dog, Rex?
He's okay for the time being. One of the boys are feeding him down in the cellar. I'll let you and me get down to business.
Oh, we'll get it over with. I have no money, if that's what you're after.
No, but you can get plenty for us. At least you can help us get it.
Help you? What do you mean?
Here's the dope. You've got a line on how to get into the State Street Bank. There's plenty of dough in that big vault. All you've got to do is plant them educated fingers of yours against the vault door and tell us when the tumblers fall.
You mean you want me to help you rob a bank?
That's just what we want, and that's just what you're going
to
do.
Oh, you must be mad to think I'd do anything like that.
Look here, Blair. I tried to be nice to you. I guess it ain't the right treatment. I got another medicine. A pretty bitter dose.
What do you mean?
You want to keep your dog, don't you?
Rex, well, of course. I'd be lost without him. He's my eyes. He sees for me.
And you're going to the bank with us tonight or else.
Oh, you wouldn't. You wouldn't hurt Rex. That'd be as bad as killing a person, a helpless human.
You're going to do what we say or not?
Oh, I couldn't. I'd be a criminal. I couldn't do it.
Okay. You've had your chance.